Pierce College is coming to the end of the spring semester of 2018, and the summer is right around the corner. Pierce College will see changes in leadership as the current president, Kathleen Burke, has resigned from her position. Upon Burke's departure, KPCRadio.com staff asked students and faculty what they would prioritize if they were the president of Pierce College. Maylene Rivas, a Pierce student, says if she were to be president of Pierce, her priority is the students. Rivas says she would like to make Pierce more socially attractive.
To make things a little bit more student-based, we want to feel like we have decisions that we can make on our own. Because there's not a lot of events that go on and stuff that everybody's invited to. So I think that there should be more of that, where especially for first-year students that come in, so they can feel comfortable with the school and the space and what kind of people go here and make friends before the year actually begins.
Brandon Green is a representative of the Tutoring Center at Pierce College, and he says that preventing budget cuts from necessary services for students and faculty members would be his top priority.
Education and making sure that no budget cuts that happen in LACCD Community College would happen to just sources that are able to help the students here.
Marina Ibarra, a Pierce faculty member, says if she were the Pierce president, she would do anything possible to make Pierce simpler and sanitary for students. Ibarra says the lack of staff at Pierce is a big problem.
My first priority will be helping the students, hiring people to help better the students, keep this college clean, hiring more custodian people, trying to better the students with more classes, make it easy for the students, yes.
Valerie Harris, who works in the Pierce College bookstore, says that if she were the president of the school, she would put the students' needs above everything else.
Always the students. That's the first thing, to make sure that everything is going well, to make sure the programs that the student needs are running well, if it's anything more that they need or anything less.
Until the next president is appointed, the Vice President of Academic Affairs, Sherry Berger, will take over the position. From KPCRadio.com, this is Nick Morser.